WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris will appear at the site of a historic crossing, hoping disaffected Republicans will cross over to her side.
Now at that event today, Harris will make a big push for bipartisan unity, urging Republicans to put country ahead of party. She will make the case standing at the same site where George Washington famously crossed the Delaware River during the Revolutionary War, arguing that she is the candidate who will defend the principles and ideals that this country was founded on.
ABC's Mary Bruce, former President Trump reaching out to Hispanic voters, where he has seen his poll numbers rise, appearing on a town hall on Univision this evening. In the Middle East, the Biden administration is warning Israel to increase the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza or risk losing military aid. Before his country's parliament today, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said one of the keys to his victory plan in his country's fight against Russia is for Ukraine joining NATO. That's an idea Western leaders, including President Biden, have been lukewarm to. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most public schools in Wisconsin will get more money from the state this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with its general state aid figures. Two-thirds of school districts will get more money, a third will get less. In all, Wisconsin is sending about $5.5 billion to local schools. Local clerks say they'll run a free and fair election on November 5th. Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. He says local clerks and states take great care each step of the way.
For many voters, they cast their ballot, and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
Congress adopted new safeguards for the electoral count process after the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Dunn Electric Cooperative and the Walmart Distribution Center in Menominee are part of a multi-organization effort that sent supplies and relief to hurricane-stricken areas of the southeastern United States. The donations were made by the Wisconsin Electric Cooperatives, which operate across northwestern Wisconsin, as well as Walmart and Sam's Club. The Distribution Center in Menominee donated a truck and a driver. It's the second load of supplies that has been sent by this coalition to South Carolina. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction released its annual state aid figures for public school districts on Tuesday. Districts receiving 10% or more of aid over last year include Unity, New Auburn, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, La Crosse, Tomah, Cochran Fountain City, St. Croix Central, Cameron, Alma Center, and Mondovi. Districts with 10% or more in losses include Siren, Lakeland, Spooner, Hayward, Lake Holcomb, Webster, Shell Lake, Amory, and Hudson. Over $250 million this year is going to parental choice programs statewide.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are warming things up today under sunny skies and breezy southwest winds. High temperatures will soar to the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky tonight, low temperatures fall to the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, we get shoved to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, Assembly candidate Christian Phelps, Joe Zepecki, and our Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, today is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. Go to myvotes.wi.gov. to check your voter status, make sure you are registered. If you're not, get that done and make a plan to vote on November 5th. It's very, very important. I'm excited to have our next guest in studio with us. I got this email the other day that was just sent to our general email here at Civic Media. And it says, I'm a 71-year-old woman living in Menominee Falls, and I become frustrated with how out of touch and evasive, some of our politicians have become. Town halls used to be a way to ask them direct questions and get real answers. That tradition has faded away. Margie Lowe is here in studio. Good morning, Margie. Thank you so much for coming in. Tell us about your senior town hall, your first thing you've ever put together like this. Tell us about your senior town hall that's happening tomorrow.
Thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm so glad you contacted me. I've always loved working with seniors. And I'm frustrated, as I said in the piece, that we don't seem to have a voice. I think people are talking around us, and I want to get in the middle of the conversation, and I want to help other seniors feel comfortable in joining that discussion.
Nobody wants to hear from their constituents anymore.
Right? Yes, I feel that.
You're so scary. We're all so scary. Calvin, do we have that clip from Monty Python that I love so much? What do our politicians tend to do when they don't want to hear from their constituents?
Run away.
Yes, they run away. What are you hoping to achieve with this event tomorrow?
I remember when town halls were comfortable, maybe confrontive, but comfortable. And your neighbors, you loved them, but they might feel different about different topics. But you could be in the same room with them, and you could have, pitch-ins, and you got along and you talked about things. People are afraid to talk to each other right now. I've talked to some people, and I said, I've invited them to this, and their eyes kind of pop open like, oh, I'll consider that. But if it's if I start a conversation with a group of people, it's what's really interesting over the years is that sometimes we can be right on target and agreeing with everything. And then something slips one way or the other, and we find out, oh, but you're on the other side. And then it's like, oh, then we shut down. And I think that goes to show that we really have so much more in common than we think. We're just trying to go about it different ways.
Yes.
And we've got to calm down, look at each other as neighbors, and start talking.
You are so right, Margie, about we do have more in common. We absolutely do. And it is advantageous for one side to make us think that we don't. That almost like we're different species. That fear, that works to their benefit.
Fear is a great motivator.
Yes.
And there's too much fear in politics right now. And fear shuts everything down.
And then nothing gets done.
That's right. So I just, about just like 2.5 weeks ago, I just had this bolt of energy that said, well, I got to do something. If not now, when? And I have this lovely card that someone sent me a long time ago, and I keep it framed. And it's a statement from Margaret Mead that says, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And so we are going to start this small group of thoughtful, committed citizens, and we're going to change the discussion.
You can be a part of it. This is happening tomorrow, a senior town hall tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at the Marriott Milwaukee West in Waukesha. You don't have to RSVP.
Not required.
Not required.
We don't know if there's going to be 20 people or 200, or just come and join in the discussion.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity, maybe not with all like-minded people. That's not the point. The point is to talk about the issues that we have in common.
That's right.
And I would think among senior citizens, there are several big concerns.
There's big concerns.
What are you hearing from?
A lot of people are afraid of what's going to be happening to Social Security. And medical is huge. Prescription drugs. Medicare in its whatever form it's in now. Some people have Medicare Advantage. Some have regular Medicare. And people are talking about cutting back. And also Medicaid. Medicaid is huge. And Wisconsin isn't doing Medicaid like most other states. We've turned away a lot of money, and it could be helping thousands upon thousands of seniors in Wisconsin.
Margie Lowe is our guest. She's hosting a senior town hall that's going to happen tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at the Marriott Milwaukee West, which is in Waukesha. Highly encourage you to attend if you have the opportunity, just to talk about what concerns you have, what you would like to see our politicians actually, I don't know, address and potentially do something.
Yes, and get them to act now. Not put it off, not roll it down the road, and not blame it on other people.
Yep. People are tired of most people are tired of the contentiousness.
Yes.
Most people are tired of the lack of any progress.
That's right. And I think people, it's gotten to be so complicated. It's hard to find the issues. It's hard to find the details. And with media changing so much, between the newspapers going out of print and everything's online, some of that's harder for seniors to contact. And so I've started a website, and we're having glitches.
It's a work in progress. Right?
Yes, it's work in progress. And it's called Seniors Pair Up for Truth. And the pair is spelt like the fruit pair. But we need to come together. We need to pair up and make our voices known. And I'm hoping on this website to put things in senior format, pull things out into the open, and maybe have links to other things, but people need to find the truth.
Well, and I think you make a very good point about information now is so scattered and
it's
comes from
scattered.
So many different, it comes from so many different mm-hmm. avenues, and it's easy to get lost in misinformation and in some cases just downright lies.
And it's also easy to get lost in your own lane.
Yep.
And then you're not aware of what's going on around you. And then you can have shell shock when something happens. Well, I didn't.
Yeah,
when did that happen?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was work. They were working on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We also live in a society now that's very headlines driven. we see a headline and we think, well, I've read the whole story now.
Right.
And you speak with no sense of expertise or, I mean, not expertise, but just no knowledge because you didn't read the story. You just saw the headline. And I think it's important for people to actually know what's in these stories because now, especially now, we see very, whether it's sane-washed headlines or it's, you know, a very glitzy headline, the information in the story can be completely different
totally.
Just to get you there. But people see the headline like, well, did you hear what so-and-so did?
Yeah.
I even see that on YouTube with the pods or the hook to pull you in is very, very different.
Yes.
And sound bites, people vote on sound bites and they're very damaging because it's one part of a story and you have no background.
You got to get all the details.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. Margie Lowe is our guest. This is the email we received from Margie. I'm a 71-year-old woman living in Menominee Falls, and I'm frustrated with how out of touch and evasive some of our politicians have become. Town halls used to be a way to ask them direct questions and get real answers, and that seems to have faded away. Margie has taken it upon herself to try and do something about this by hosting a senior town hall that will happen tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at Marriott Milwaukee West in Waukesha. You don't have to RSVP. You can just show up. What did your friends tell you, Margie, when you said you were going to do this? Are they like, oh my gosh, you're crazy?
I didn't tell many people.
Don't ask for permission.
I'm tired of people telling me I can't do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Don't think a lot of my family knows the details that are going on tomorrow.
They don't have to. They don't have to know.
That's right.
They don't have
They're
to.
They're at work. They won't know.
And I think as well, seniors are a very, very important voting block. And politicians on both sides like to use you guys as a ping pong.
And one thing that I tried to put on my website, I posted, each of us have a unique perspective on life. Together, we hold so much experience and wisdom. We have a strong collective voice. Let's use it. We're important and we matter.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. And again, I think there's a lot of rhetoric that can come from political parties. But when it comes to actually putting money where your mouth is and actually getting things done, can have not quite the results that you were hoping for. Underwhelming at best.
Well, it's going to be overwhelming tomorrow. We're going to make some strides.
I think you will.
Excellent.
I absolutely think you will. Make plans now to attend tomorrow. You can go get breakfast, pick up a couple friends, go out for breakfast ahead of time, and then go to the senior town hall that is happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at Marriott Milwaukee West and follow Margie's example. And don't listen to the naysayers and don't let people tell you all the things you can't do.
That's right.
Good luck, Margie.
Thank you
so much. We will
stay
in touch. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful thing you're doing. You go get them.
Thank you, Jane.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, you can see top of his head, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I am just delighted to have had Margie Lowe in the studio with us. 71 years old. Tired of sitting on the sidelines, so she's taken it upon herself. This is the first time she said she's ever done anything like this, to arrange this senior town hall that's going to happen from tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Marriott Milwaukee West in Waukesha. You don't have to RSVP. You can just show up and sit down and talk to folks and find out what they're concerned about, especially for people over 65. 60 and 65.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's not just sitting on the sideline when society tells you to sit on the sideline.
Right.
And she said something very interesting to me before we went on air when we were talking about all the technology. She said, well, explain to me like I'm five. I'm like, I kind of feel like that's what seniors tell, like one of their biggest complaints is that we talk to them like they're children. So I'm not going to do that. And she was great.
She was wonderful.
Yeah.
She was just wonderful. Follow her example. Don't sit on the sidelines.
And
we can all do something.
Be a Margie.
Yep. Be a Margie. Be a Luann.
Be a Luann.
That too. Calvin, you got a call from Kathy from Cambridge. Can we talk about that real quickly?
Yeah. Kathy from Cambridge reported that she saw an ad on some major news networks, I think she said, talking about how you had to register by October 16th to vote in the presidential election. And that obviously is not true. So
not true.
She just wanted us to reiterate that you can always register in person on the day of the election.
Absolutely. But again, you're going to have to bring some certain documentation with you if you're not sure what that is and you do want to register the day of November 5th. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov and check on what you need to bring with you if you plan to register to vote on November 5th. And no, if those ads are running saying that you have to be registered by October 16th, that is accurate to vote online or by mail.
That is to register to vote. To register to vote, it has to be by today. Yeah, if they're trying to shenanigans, whether it's sending text messages to children or door hangers that are giving wrong days, that's all voter suppression. That's all voter intimidation. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. That is trying to mess with your right as an American to vote in this election. So go to myvote.wi.gov. That will clear up all of the information for you, send you to the places you need to go, your clerk's office. Call your clerk's office.
Yeah, call your clerk's
and
office.
And that website will have that. They will answer all the questions. There's a lot going on with clerk's offices right now, especially in Wisconsin.
And
they work really hard. and they take the work very seriously, and they'll be able to help you out.
Speaking of voter suppression efforts, I'll be voting no on the constitutional amendment November 5th.
Oh, I was like, why are you, what is that? I get what you're saying, but I was like, why are you suppressing votes with that?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's how I will be voting. You do what you feel is best.
Hey.
I just find it interesting that Popcorn King Robin Voss, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Wisconsin Republicans haven't come forward and said what a great thing this constitutional amendment would be. It's like they kind of want to disassociate themselves from it, which is, makes one go,
I tweeted him all the time, and he never gets back to me on things
shocked.
Like this.
I'm shocked.
Ever. But yeah, it's true. That's a really great point, Jane. They don't want their stink of approval on it.
Has it worked so well last time?
Exactly. So, yeah, we suggest vote no. We're not telling you to. We're not forcing you to. But we've done our research. We've had people on the show, and we're going to continue to talk about this until elections. And as long as this kind of tomfoolery keeps happening, we'll be talking about it.
And Robin Voss, after the last two constitutional amendments were defeated, that were roundly supported and very vocally supported by Robin Voss and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, now they don't want to talk about it so much.
And something that Lou Ann said in the last hour really stuck with me, too. It's not free to do this. It costs money to put the question through, not to vote on them, not just to vote on, because you got to put them on the ballot. You got to do all that stuff.
Yep.
But it costs money to do these constitutional ballot measures.
Our money.
It's either going to that, or we're sending Robin Voss to Brazil. It's either or. They're not giving money to schools or to hospitals. Now I'm fired up. I was warm before now.
He's
Bargie and Luann.
Calvin.
Yeah, we just had a caller who was an election worker, and she wanted to make sure we pointed out that same-day voter registration includes in-person early voting. So you can also register and vote starting next Tuesday.
Yes. Excellent.
And remember, please remember, when you make your plan, if you're going to, even for early voting, or on the same day voting. This is a major election. A lot of people will be voting. Bring comfy shoes. Bring a book. Bring a podcast. Take a friend so you can chat.
Yep.
Because you might be in line for a while.
Yep.
So just please factor that into your voting plan.
We were going to talk about Shut Up and Kick.
He doesn't deserve our time.
Harrison Butker. We haven't talked about him in a while.
What's his name again?
Harrison Butker.
Ah.
Who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, famously says, women should just step aside.
Yeah.
Women should stay home.
It's your greatest calling, Jane.
Be a homemaker.
Yeah.
That's what we're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Mr. Butker is starting a PAC, which will donate money to candidates. Correct me if I'm wrong. But outlets like, Fox.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Jesse, Waters. Athletes and singers and actors should stay in their lanes and not talk about politics.
Laura Ingraham said it famously when LeBron James decided he wanted to speak on politics, specifically on issues that dealt with Black Lives Matters. Shut up and dribble.
That's right.
Shut up and dribble. But didn't she interview Butker himself?
I believe Mr. Butker was on.
Did she say shut up and kick?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Interesting. News is coming up next when we return. Dr. Laura Hanks with public service announcement. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama will campaign for Kamala Harris in Wisconsin next week. He'll join Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Madison on Tuesday. Tuesday is also the first day of in-person early voting in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking at potential ways to curb artificial intelligence abuses. Sarah Ault is an ethical AI expert who serves on the legislature's AI task force. At a meeting yesterday, she sounded skeptical that licensing and professional codes could help.
Then people just go looking for places where they can work outside of that code.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs due to AI, and investing in more research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Country Jam announced its lineup for 2025. The event, which is held at the Eau Claire Event District north of the city, will be July 17th through the 19th next summer. Headliners are Bailey Zimmerman, Cole Swindell, and Sam Hunt, and also features Chase Rice, David Lee Murphy, Dylan Scott, Sarah Evans, Jake Owen, and Craig Morgan. Presale began yesterday, and general ticket sales start today. You can check out pricing, the full lineup, and other information by going to the event's website at countryjamwi.com. A school bus driver who crashed a bus in St. Croix County near Hudson back in April is no longer being charged with a crime. According to online court records, the driver of the bus, which had middle school students from Eau Claire on it, was charged with a misdemeanor count of unauthorized operation of a school bus. However, the charge was dismissed when prosecutors learned the driver had the proper license to drive the bus. The driver was cited for following too closely. 8 people, including 6 students, were hurt in the crash.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like people cannot hate the Joker sequel enough. The film has reviewed poorly with critics and audiences and a legendary screenwriter. Paul Schrader is jumping into the fray, saying he went shopping in the middle of the film. Schrader says he got so bored he went to the store and came back and watched about 10 minutes and then just left altogether. The man who wrote Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and Affliction said, "I don't like either of those people. I don't like them as actors. I don't like them as characters. If they came to your house, you'd slip out the back door." That's right. He hates the movie so much he'd leave his house while strangers were there. Ouch. Speaking of the Joker, the studio behind Folio Do, Warner Brothers, says it expects to lose between $150 and $200 million on the movie. Variety reports that the film's domestic box office take will probably top out at about $65 million and about $210 million globally. Unfortunately, it cost $200 million to make and $100 million to market. That's more money than I make in a year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are warming things up today under sunny skies and breezy southwest winds. High temperatures will soar to the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky tonight, low temperatures fall to the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, we get shoved to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in the studio for a dance-off, bro. Plus, my congresswoman, Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th CD. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to wrap up the show in about 15 minutes with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's thing that should not be was sent in by one of my followers on Twitter, Early Winter. This is the Trash Panda edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. That's coming up in just a little bit. I hope you will stick around for that. She joins us most Wednesdays at this time. We've had a couple scheduling issues the last couple of weeks. We are so glad to have you back. Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. How are you, Dr. Hanks?
Hi, I'm doing good. It's good to be back. Sorry for the little hiatus. I wish I was doing something fun, but
not to
not
worry.
Not so much. Mostly working.
Not to worry. One of the reasons we wanted to, one of the things we wanted to talk today about, and if you ever have a medical question for Dr. Hanks, it does not have to be OBGYN related. You can always email that to janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. But this was an article that we've been sitting on because we wanted to talk to you about it. Natalie Elbert had this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Eric Hovde, the Republican businessman, California guy, challenging U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, claimed on a Wisconsin-based conservative radio talk show that transgender youths have the highest rate of suicide in the U.S. because they regret their transition. Now, you work with the trans community.
I do.
How far out is this?
It's just incredibly frustrating. I think further down in the article, I really liked the quote. Let me just pull it up to read it. It was, who were they interviewing? I apologize. But she said, in fact, Hovde is so wrong about this that I have to assume he's either intentionally lying or just embarrassingly misinformed. And either way, it's inexcusable. And I was like, that could not sum up my thoughts better. you know, if you've actually talked to people that are transgender, very rarely do they change their mind, or some people will say detransition. I think of it more of a gender journey. You know, some people are just experimenting with different ends of the gender spectrum because, you know, as we know, there's not really like the traditional binary that we've kind of always thought of male and female. And a lot of people are just kind of seeing where they fit in along that spectrum. And along the way, they can get a lot of pushback. And so the reason that this population has so much our higher suicide rates or mental health problems is because of people like Eric Hovde or others in society that are pushing back. And there is tons of data and tons of research that shows this. In fact, I had sent you guys before the U.S. Transgender Survey went out originally in 2015 and was just some incredible data. And they just redid it again in 2022 and they're still going through their results. But they had it, you know, like 90,000 respondents all over the U.S., but in Wisconsin specifically, from the 2015 survey, they had 33% of respondents who identified as transgender saw a healthcare provider in the past year and reported having at least one negative experience related to being transgender. So it's not, you know, it's also, we have a lot of work to do in the healthcare community. So that's 1 in 3. Right there that have had a negative experience in the last year. So we all have work to do, but that's all going to contribute to people who have a different gender identity as mental health.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. And we're talking about the claims that Lake Sitting X-Throwing California guy Eric Hovde is making about trans people. Quote, the highest rate of suicide in our country is young people who went through a transition. They wake up and realize that this did not cure their underlying mental health problems. And now they're even more messed up and they commit suicide at the highest rate of any group in our society. That's not true.
I also just take issue with the whole using the phrase messed up. Like to say that is
inappropriate.
It's inappropriate and it's messed up. It's if he would have said the high rate of suicide for children who are trans, like, okay, cool, let's talk about that. But then we're also not going to talk about mental health issues because you won't.
They talk a good game about funding mental health programs, but they never do.
They never do. And if the mental health status of children were so important to them, they would have done. And there'd be something in his plan to talk about it. But now we're at a point where 2 weeks out, or 2.5, 3 weeks out, and it's now just negative campaigning. Whatever Tammy Baldwin stands for, it's the opposite. She knows nothing about this. And this ad that's running where they're saying they want biological men to be able to sleep in the same room as victims of domestic violence. It's like, you don't care about these groups to begin with, so stop using them as your pawn. You don't care about young trans kids. You don't care about them at all. Stop talking about them.
Yeah, they've already going through enough. And they, I mean, the first part of the sentence in this article is correct. There are higher rates of suicide. But again, it's because of all that they're up against in our society. Yes. And we, you know, people are working to be better. But then there's people like Eric Hovde, saying things like this and God knows what else. That, again, like you said, for trans kids, that they're having all this pressure and then now be used as political pawns. Like, how sick and twisted is that? Like, you want to talk about messed up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says people aged 85 and older have the highest rates of suicide, which accounts for 21% of all confirmed suicide, and men over 25, particularly in rural areas. Men who have over 25 with access to guns have the highest growing rate of suicide in Wisconsin. It is not trans kids regretting their transition. That isn't true.
No.
I mean, we've talked a lot, and I appreciate that we are very kind of open about mental health and that it is an issue in this country and we need to do better. But that's, you know, what we learned in medical school is that cis men are gonna, how do I say this? Are, if they're gonna attempt suicide, are more likely to be successful. A lot of times cis women will, and they talked about this too, about how they will often overdose on pills. But men that have access to firearms are more likely going to be successful in kind of going through with it. And so I think that there is obviously a big, area of that, of mental health in that population as well, that needs to be looked at.
And that's the other thing, doctor, that really, really upsets me too, is that not only does he not care about trans youth, he's wrong. The seniors are the ones. So let's talk about, like, I don't want to do his work for him or do his campaign staff work, but if you want to talk about mental health, all right, the highest groups of suicide, let's talk about them. What are you going to do as senator then to give us access to programs, protect us, medication, safe firearms? Like, you just throw this. I'm very sorry. This angers me so much.
But it's about fear. It's about creating fear.
It's about creating fear that to me says you don't really want this job. You don't care about the job if you're not giving me solutions. You're just throwing information out there just to get people scared, to get them to vote for you.
Yes.
And then when you get to Washington, you ain't going to do a thing about it.
Trust me, if Eric Hovde gets elected, we are never going to see him in Wisconsin again.
No, he won't. Him and Ron Johnson will live in each other's places in California and Florida.
Yeah, they can visit each other's mansions and have a really nice time. Trust me, Eric Hovde, he might have a place in Madison. We're never going to see him. He's not going to be at county fairs shaking people's hands like Tammy Baldwin is. And he certainly isn't going to be bringing back millions of dollars in infrastructure money that actually benefits people in Wisconsin.
And I'll disagree with you on one thing, Greg, on one point that you made. I think that his point is not that he's going to do nothing. It's that he's going to take transgender care away from the youth. Like, that's, that's even scarier in my opinion. I'd rather him do nothing than not provide access to this life-saving care, because we know that actually by not getting care, the rates of suicide are higher, and there is actual data for that. But, you know, a side point.
The trans population accounts for a minuscule percent of the population, percentage of the population. And while we have you here, Dr. Hanks, because Donald Trump, of course, continues the lie, because it is a lie. It's not misinformation and disinformation. I'm tired of it. It's a lie that kids are going to school one gender and coming home at the end of the day another gender. That's not how this works.
I wonder what sci-fi movie he's watching.
I think he I think he knows it's not true, but it's an effective it's an effective scare tactic. So for people who don't understand, Dr. Hanks, what is the process? If my 9-year-old son comes to me and says, "Mommy, I have questions. I'm not sure." Do you take him to the doctor right away and you give him a emergency surgery? That's not what happens.
Not at all. No, not at all. And it's a long process. And a lot of it is evaluating what's kind of going on. What are they thinking about? What do they mean? They don't, you know, feel like a boy or feel like a girl or feel, you know, different. So the beginning of the process is a lot of talking and a lot of, you know, meeting with mental health specialists and then kind of seeing where you are in this gender journey. And if someone wants to talk about transitioning or blocking puberty, if it turns out there would be significant dysphoria if that person were to grow breasts or have a period or grow body hair, then you can start talking about some medication that could be helpful to help, you know, change those aspects of their kind of outward appearance. But that is like several conversations down the road before you start getting there.
Yeah. Trust me, Mrs. Hollenstein, who was my third grade teacher, Mrs. Hollenstein is not taking your son or daughter to the hospital to have their gender changed on a Friday afternoon. That's not a thing.
They can't afford pencils. You think they could even do this?
Rob from Port Edwards has been very patient. Rob, we only got about 2 minutes. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Nico, my becoming grandson, is transitioning, and the topic of suicide, he endured that when he was still a she several times. And so I think it would be really prudent for not just Hovde, but any of these folks that are, you know, bandying about all these comments and profundities, they should just sit down with a person like Nico to explain really where they're coming from and to get a real understanding, because it's all shooting gunshots across the yard back and forth and back and forth. Sit down and actually talk to these people, and you might come away with a different opinion and a different idea on what humanity is all about. What a concept.
Grandma Bob has spoken.
Yeah, you're so right.
I love
that. You're so right, Rob. You're absolutely right. And if they genuinely cared, these politicians would do that, but they don't.
No.
They don't. And there's a reason they don't, because they can use the fear of the other to encourage you to vote in a certain way. Don't let them scare you. Dr. Hanks is here for public service announcements. When we return, we're going to light it up and close out the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Trash Panda edition. Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't. Say I didn't warn ya.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Don't forget, today is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. You can register the day of the election on November 5th, but you'll have to bring some documentation with you. Make sure you know what you need to bring. Go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. And by the way, vote no on the constitutional amendment. Just
now,
my opinion.
Now you're telling them. It's
just
like,
my opinion.
You shall vote no.
That's all I'm saying. All right. It is 11:52. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at JaneSays at civicmedia.us. JaneSays at civicmedia.us. This was shared with me by one of my followers on Twitter. Headline reads, woman calls police after home is surrounded by 100 raccoons. A woman from Poulsbo, Washington, says she began feeding local raccoons 35 years ago.
Mistake number one.
Yeah, that was a mistake. That was not a good call. NBC News says the woman, who is unnamed, was forced to call the police after her yard was swarmed with 100 raccoons and she felt like she couldn't safely leave her house.
Wow. I mean,
you never want to feed bears, raccoons.
I won't even give my dog my leftovers. I'm not feeding disgusting, opposable thumb having trash pandas.
She had been feeding local raccoons for 35 years, had never had any issues until recently. The local county sheriff said somehow the word got out in raccoon land and they all showed up to her house expecting a meal. On October 3rd, she called 911 after the raccoons prevented her from getting into her own house. Police were shocked by the sight. Spokesperson says they'd never seen that many raccoons in one place. Nobody ever remembers being surrounded by a swarm of raccoons. This was a first.
And what they do.
And folks, it should be a last.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my guess is they probably had to call every trapper in the area.
They have to relocate them.
Yeah.
They have to relocate them. She said,
a caravan of raccoons.
A caravan of raccoons.
Coming to your town to take your job.
Send that to Eric Hovde. He can work that into his routine.
I don't know if you guys know this.
I thought for sure it was going to be a Florida woman.
See, oh, that's a good point. No, they're more likely to be surrounded by pythons or something.
Yeah.
Reports,
it's always the weird stories there.
Reports say the woman has been quoted prices as high as $500 per raccoon to trap them and relocate them. They have been in touch with the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife to try and find a solution to the problem.
Just move.
Just sell your house.
It's going to cost
too late.
It'll cost you less. 500 per 100 raccoon. That's $500,000. Right?
They're all going to just.
Is that $50,000? I don't know.
Math. You're asking me to math in real time? You know what I do for a living?
Carry the one. So I wonder if it's something about Washington State raccoons, because when I lived in Washington, my neighbor told me this crazy story about when she was pregnant. She was walking on the driveway and for some reason a raccoon attacked her and she had to go to the OB triage and say, I'm pregnant and I got attacked by a raccoon. I just thought I should come in and make sure everything's okay. And I was like, man, I thought I entered it all.
Oh my God.
I mean, everything was fine, by the way.
Well, that's good.
Fine. But, you know, maybe there's something about the Washington raccoons that, you know,
they're tough.
Super feisty.
They're tough out there.
It's what happens when you're that far up north in America. You're like Seattle's all cool and everything, man. But when you get outside Seattle, it gets real weird. It gets real weird.
Real weird.
Like, was that raccoon holding a shotgun and had some really terse things to say about immigrants? I think so.
I think it was.
I guess the point of this is, I understand the temptation to want to take care of animals. And certainly I know people get into this situation with cats and you're trying to do a good thing by feeding the feral cats in your neighborhood. If you're going to do that, then work with a humane society so you can trap them and get them fixed and then release them back. Don't start feeding these animal populations because they're going to continue to increase that population.
In 1 year's time, Lady in Washington tries to trap raccoons and get them released back into the wild because of us. Because of your advice, Jane.
Again, I completely get the urge to take care of wildlife and nature. But in an instance like this, you train some of these animals. I'm going to get a meal here. This is why we have issues with bears sometimes, because they know where to find food and they get cranky when dinner's not ready.
Yeah. So?
This is today's Kelvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
No, it should not.
Nope.
It should not be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me. At Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Leave it on our Twitter page. Leave it on my Twitter page. Yeah. Whatever works for you. And it could be anything. It can be from politics. It could be from fashion. Doesn't matter. Dr. Hanks, we will see you next week. Good to see you. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is next. Keep it right here on the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Jeff Clemens, the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan group. We're going to talk about how to take the money back out of politics and restore power to the people.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.